my spiritual search failed. I failed to awaken. People think, you know, because I'm out there kind of doing these talks now and, you know, writing, people think, oh, Jeff must have awakened.
Right. Right.
Jeff must have found what he was looking at. No. Mm-hmm. Not at all. I never found what I was looking for.
Right.
Jeff never found what he was looking for. And he had so many ideas of what he was looking for. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you know, if he had been honest with himself, actually he didn't know what he was looking for. He was looking for what he thought he was supposed to be looking for, what the spiritual teachers had told him he should be looking for.
Was there a transition in here? Something where all of a sudden you saw the silliness of the whole thing or the whole...
Well, I can't say that it happened in one moment.
That's interesting, but that's important as well.
Yeah, because that, you see, that's what I've been waiting for, was this one moment, was this awakening event. And a lot of the teachers were kind of fueling this. They were talking about this event that happens, and it's very important that you have the event, because I've had the event.
Right.
And if you're lucky enough, or you attend my meetings long enough, or you work hard enough, then maybe you can have this event. So they make it all about the event.
And the event is nothing but an experience that begins and ends in any case.
Event.
I don't care if you have nirvi kalpa samadhi, it's going to end.
Exactly.
Okay? Coming back again to what you were saying, maybe a series of glimpses. Maybe none of this stuff is incorrect, but as part of as things go along, you start seeing things differently. Part of that's going to put you into the darkness, and part of it's going to bring you back out of the darkness. Mm-hmm. But that there's, at least relatively, from the human finite point of view, there's actually a progression of sorts. Like I've heard people talk about, okay, there's an awakening experience followed by a period of years, literally years, where there was a realignment, where their lives got congruent with what they learned in some tremendous samadhi-like experience. For other people, a growing sense of, I call them glimpses for lack of a better word, which might not be quite so nuclear in imagery, but are still clear things that completely shift the direction of where we're going.
Yeah.
And that seems to me the direction that you were heading through this thing. That's what it sounds like to me.
Well, it was all heading towards something. It was heading towards total exhaustion and total failure, actually. You know, it was I was exhausted. I mean, I was just exhausted. Mm-hmm. And I could talk about specific experiences, you know, or, I mean, I haven't got any other word. They were kind of non-experiences. Mm. I mean, the words aren't there, really. I mean, you know. That kind of West, it's like in the midst of that failure, something else shone through, you know.
Right.
But it was in the midst of Jeff's failure. It was in the midst of Jeff's failure to awaken.
Was that a surrender? Was it a final midst of?
Well, that's what the whole spiritual search was, in a sense, was the attempt to surrender. How do I surrender? Mm-hmm. How do I end the sense of being separate? That Jeff was trying to surrender. I mean, I talk about this thing with the chair a lot, you know, not to make it sound like this was a special experience that Jeff had, because it wasn't really an experience, but just to convey a sense of what I'm saying and how the seeking fell away. You know, I mean, there was this one time I was in my bedroom and I was just lying there, probably just totally exhausted and frustrated and just, you know, with the whole spiritual thing, and I looked over at a chair. My eyes were somehow drawn towards a chair, and it was the same. I'd seen this chair 1,000 times. Mm-hmm. This was the same chair. You know, I'd seen 1,000 times. I'd grown up with this chair. This was the chair in my bedroom, my childhood bedroom. But it was like it wasn't really a chair. It was alive. You know, it was. Life dressed up as a chair. Mm-hmm. You know, it was oneness. It was God. And the thing is, there weren't any words for it at the time. You know, this is all a story told in hindsight.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, none of these words can capture it. God, oneness, life, whatever. Mm-hmm. But it was, it was aliveness.
I like that.
Nothing playing the game of being everything. Nothing playing the game of being things. But it was right there. It was there in a chair, and it was so ridiculously ordinary. This was the shocking thing about it. Because I had been waiting for this extraordinary experience. I'd been waiting for this mind-blowing awakening experience. I'd been looking for the extraordinary, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
But this it was so ordinary. It was so familiar, actually. It was like it was just a chair. But at the same time, it wasn't a chair. You know, we just call it mm-hmm. a chair. It was mm-hmm. it was oneness dressed up as a chair, and it was a chair. But at the same time, it was just oneness. It was mm-hmm. just totally oneness. And I mean, at the time, this was shocking. And I don't know why this happened this way for this character, but this is just mm-hmm. this is just what life happens. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like the seeking had reached such an extreme point that. The release from that, when that was released, it was dramatic. It was like a dramatic release. Mm-hmm. So I could tell the story that it was an awakening, mm-hmm. you know, but that's I don't tell that story about mm-hmm. it. But it felt, at the time, it was like, wow. It was mm-hmm. like, wow, mm-hmm. you know. But that's just because the suffering had been so extreme. The seeking had been so extreme that the release from that was equally dramatic extreme. And extreme. Yeah. It doesn't have to be that way for, you know, most people, it's not. As we're yeah. saying, it's not going to be dramatic. The suffering, yeah. the seeking isn't going to reach that.
Yeah, the pinnacle of obsession.
I've met very yeah. few people who have...
Yeah, you've met one here.
Yeah, for most people, it's going to be a lot more gentle.
So, oh, yeah. So I see it all the time. I think everybody's like this. And yeah. They're not. And they're doing just fine.
They are. They're being themselves perfectly, you know. But it was in the chair. It was the chair. It wasn't mm-hmm. just in the chair.
Yeah.
It was the chair.
It was the chair.
It was something as ordinary as a chair. But and not this is the thing. Like the chair would have been enough somehow, but it wasn't just the chair. And I looked around. I remember it was the room.
Yeah.
It was the carpet. It was the ceiling. It was the floor. Yeah. This and I looked or uh-oh. Something. Uh-oh. It was
uh-oh.
It was this as well. It was
uh-oh.
And I remember at the time just tears streaming mm-hmm. down. Like it was like this. It's this. Like mm-hmm. it's always been here. And I've missed it. It's always been this, just like, mm-hmm. and tears were streaming. And I remember at the time, you know, it was overwhelming. You know, and I went. I remember I had to. It was almost like there must be somewhere where this is not.
And I was like,
I was looking around the house.
Go look at the toilet.
I didn't look at the toilet. No,
I did.
And I was like crawling on the carpet, feeling like a little baby. It was like a baby, just feeling everything for the first time yeah. without the language, without the words.
Yeah,
it was just seeing everything for the first time. And it wasn't, but it wasn't just the carpet. It was the bed, and it was. And I opened the window, and it was like, mm-hmm. like my God, there is this outside world mm-hmm. too. We get mm-hmm. that as it was like.
We get
like,
that too.
We get that too. It was like the chair would have been enough, yeah. but we got the carpet as well. Yeah. You know,
and the dirt in the carpet,
and the dirt,
and the wind,
everything. It was my God. It's everything. Mm-hmm. Like no, it was like the sense. No wonder I couldn't see it because mm-hmm. it was everything. Mm-hmm.